Now, what I have done is I have chosen two key verses just to cover this particular type of presentation today. There are many of those quotations. This is done that it might be fulfilled by the prophet so-and-so. There are 16 of them. There are too many to cover. So we are covering some of the pertinent ones, and also we're referring to what we call supporting scriptures. As we learned in our notes, and as we learned in the first session, in the book of Matthew, there are 53 quotations from the Old Testament. 53 of them. Which averages 2 per chapter. And if you've missed the message that Matthew wrote to present Jesus as the promised Messiah, you've missed Matthew's argument. Are there wonderful things in the book of Matthew? Sermon on the Mount, message on forgiveness, prophecy in the Olivet Discourse, and so we could go on. But Matthew writes for a purpose. He has an argument to deliver. We've discussed this. And that is that the Lord Jesus Christ, the carpenter from Nazareth, is the promised one from Genesis 3, right through all the Old Testament scriptures. This was done, it says, when Jesus said something. This was done when Jesus did something. This happened that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. So it is not just a haphazard, oh, isn't that interesting? There's something like that in the Bible. No, the life and ministry and the betrayal and death and resurrection and return of the Lord Jesus Christ is outlined for us in the scriptures. It has been said if we lost all the Bibles in the world except the book of Isaiah, the whole of the life and career of the Lord Jesus Christ could be reconstructed. Representatively. Beginning with God in eternity past, right through to a new heavens and a new earth. No wonder he was called and is called the evangelical prophet, or the fifth gospel, the book of Isaiah. Now the two key verses that we'll delve into now and confirming scriptures, when we say confirming scriptures, we will now apply to some of these quotations to support our theme, but you will not have this was done or this was said which was spoken by the prophet so-and-so. They will just quote the Old Testament as we go through some of the latter part of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here are the two key verses to do with the Messiah's first coming and to do with the Messiah's second coming. The first one here in our notes is Matthew 21:5, which we read as a portion today. Your king is coming on a donkey. Your king is coming. The second one is the Son of Man, a title of the Messiah, the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven. Coming on the clouds of heaven. You could not have two scenes that are so dissimilar. So dissimilar. Here is the Lord Jesus Christ riding on a donkey into Jerusalem in humility. And here he comes in our second verse there, Matthew 24:30. Here he comes in power and splendor, and he's riding on the clouds of heaven and coming down to take over planet Earth. And in other apocalyptic pictures, we have him shining brighter than the sun and a sword coming out of his mouth. The judgment, yes. Two different scenes. Let's have a look at the first one. The Messiah's first coming, coming in humility. And of course he is a king. There's no doubt about that. He's a king. And you know what? They crowned him on his first coming. They crowned him. And this is how they thought of him. They crowned him with a crown of thorns and mocked him. And mocked him as a king. Put on a purple robe. Put on a purple robe. Put a crown on his head. He came in humility. And as we learnt at our last session, he said, I could have called on 10,000 extraterrestrials. 10,000 angels. And he could have just wiped everybody off the land of Israel. He could have done that. But things must be fulfilled. First he would come in suffering, and then he would come in glory. So here now is our first point in our notes. We have, behold your king, the official presentation of the Messiah to Israel that we have in Matthew 21 verse 4. Now remember, we identified that Matthew 21 verse 4 as one of those phrases, this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Zechariah here. Or yet it happens to be Zechariah. The prophet is not named. And that is in verse 5. Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming. So all this arrangement, the preparation, ready. We can't go into whether it was one donkey or two donkey or so, the comparison with other gospels. Sorry, we can't go that down that route. Just the matter that he came into Jerusalem on a donkey. But of course, this was outlined for us in the book of Zechariah and the 9th chapter. Let's turn to that, please. The book of Zechariah and the 9th chapter. Zechariah is the second last book in the Old Testament. And in verses 9 and 10, we have them two contradistinction truths, but they are in juxtaposition. Very interesting verses, saying the opposite, but they're pushed together. I love these verses. Verse 9, can't go into Zechariah chapter 9 itself, but just 9:9 now. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. There's the prophetic word. Zechariah, 500 years before the Lord Jesus Christ. So he has the revelation, prophetic revelation, of the Lord Jesus making this a momentous event. And we call it the official presentation of the Lord. We'll come to that in just a moment, because in other places he said, don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Even some people he healed, he said, don't tell anybody. But here is an open, public presentation of the Lord Jesus Christ as King, as Messiah. And he didn't stop the people saying this. The Messiah. The King. Now that's verse 9. Now what about verse 10? Let's have a look at that one. And I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. I wonder when that happened. Still a prophecy. Anyone got any idea? Let's do it this way. Zechariah 9:9, when was that fulfilled? The first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, yes. On the official presentation of the Lord to Jerusalem. Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday. When's verse 10? Oh, someone has said not yet. Is that correct? Yes, it is. Because in verse 10 is the Lord Jesus Christ coming in power and glory. He's going to stop wars. He'll cut off the battle bow. He'll cut off the instruments of war from Israel, from Ephraim. And he'll speak peace to the nations of the world.